Good morning. We'll get started here shortly, but just our announcements are going to be at the end today, so I just wanted to give a brief word about the service. We will be reading the Passion narrative together as sort of a reader's theater. And so if you don't have one of these on your way in, grab one of these or see one of our ushers. I don't know if they're... see somebody on your way in if you don't have one of these, so you can help participate in that reading with us. And certainly we're glad you're here and have your palms. A reading from Luke, the 19th chapter. Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" If you'll raise your palms up as we pray. Merciful God, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let these palms be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As we enter, wave those palms as we go, and we'll sing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have established your rule in the human heart through the servanthood of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, keep us in the joyful procession of those who, with their tongues, confess Jesus as Lord, and with their lives, praise him as Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Invite the congregation to be seated as we hear a choir anthem this morning. Join me up here for a children's message. Bring your palms, if you would. Okay. Good morning. Have you guys ever been to like a basketball game or a football game? Anybody? Soccer game? Some sort of game? There are all kinds of athletic events where they have people playing a game, and then there are a special section of people on the sideline, usually, who help to cheer for them. Do you guys know what those people are called at games? Cheerleaders. Yeah, yeah. Anybody have any experience with that? Maybe some of us. Okay, Isabel, you've done some cheerleading. A lot of times, cheerleaders do a lot of chants and yelling. What are some of the things you might hear cheerleaders say? Do you remember any of your cheers, Isabel? No. Okay, well, I'm not really good at leading cheers either, or I would share some with you, but I'm sure there are some good ones about, you know, like playing good defense and making good baskets and those sorts of things, and they try to get the whole crowd to sort of join in, right? They're not the only ones cheering. If you're a cheerleader, you want to get the other people to join you. Well, we told the story out there a minute ago, outside, about some times when people were cheering for Jesus, okay? And they had a special cheer. It went like this, Hosanna. Can you guys try that? Okay, that was weak. All right, I'll do it again, and then you do it. Okay, I'll count to three this time. All right, it goes like this. Hosanna. I want you guys to say it. One, two, three. Hosanna. Oh, that sounded better. Hosanna means save us. And they were so excited to see Jesus because they thought Jesus could be the one to save us. So they were cheering Hosanna. And what do cheerleaders have any accessories that sort of help them lead? They do a lot of this with them. Pom-poms, yeah. They wave those pom-poms, right, as a way to get people pumped up and excited about it. We sort of got some of these. These are sort of like pom-poms a little bit for us, right? That's why we wave these and we shout, Hosanna, which means save us, Lord, and we're so excited for Jesus to come and to be with us. And that's why we paraded in this morning like a little parade, because we're so excited. We are in a very, very important week of our church. It's called Holy Week. And this is the week that leads up to Easter, where we know that Jesus is raised from the dead, which is a wonderful thing. But we tell the story this week, too, about how Jesus died on the cross. And you can't be raised from the dead if you're not dead first, right? So it's a sad story, but we know that for us it ends joyfully and hopefully with an empty tomb at the resurrection. That's what we're looking for, but we're going to tell the story this week, the whole story that includes suffering and death too. But today, at the beginning of our service, we're excited, we're shouting Hosanna, and by the end of the service today, even by the middle, we're going to be looking forward to what happens on Good Friday when Jesus dies on the cross to take away our sins, which is good news for us, which is why we call it Good Friday. Can you guys be some good cheerleaders with me one more time? I'm going to do one, two, three, and then I want you guys to shout Hosanna, and I want you to wave your palms. You think we should stand up for this? No. I think we should. Let's do it. All right, on three, it's going to be Hosanna. Marcus, will you stand up with us, bud? All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Hosanna!
Excellent job. Will you guys say a prayer with me right where you are? Lord God, thank you for sending us Jesus to live for us, to die for us, and to be raised for us. Hosanna! Amen. Thank you. Okay, you guys who are going to Children's Church can line up over there, and you're welcome to stay with us too, and head back to your seats. Marcus, would you take mine? Thank you. You can go back with Mommy. Go ahead.
First reading for Palm Sunday comes from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with the word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them comfort me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord. The psalm for today is Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away.
I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me.
I am cast out of mind.
I have become like a broken vessel. hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors.
Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
The second reading comes from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. At this point, I invite you to be seated. We are going to be participating along with this reading of the Gospel. Anybody need one of these that doesn't have one? We need one for Aldine over here, please. When the hour for the Passover meal came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said,
take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying,
this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying,
this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to the one by whom he is betrayed.
Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them,
the king of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am young as you who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to shift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
And he said to him,
Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
Jesus said,
I tell you, Peter, The cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me.
He said to them,
when I sent you out without a purse, a bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?
They said,
No, not a thing.
He said to them,
but now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was counted among the lawless, and indeed what is written about me is being fulfilled.
They said,
Lord, look, here are two swords.
He replied,
it is enough.
He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them,
pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed,
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and he said to them,
why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial.
While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him,
Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?
When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said,
no more of this.
And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him,
have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, but he denied it, saying,
woman, I do not know you.
A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, but Peter said,
man, I am not.
Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting,
surely this man also is with him, for he is a Galilean.
But Peter said,
man, I do not know what you are talking about.
At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, they kept heaping many other insults on him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, if you are the Messiah, tell us. He replied,
if I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God.
All of them asked, are you then the Son of God? He said to them,
you say that I am.
Then they said, what further testimony do we need?
We have heard it ourselves from his own lips. Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
He answered,
"You say so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find no basis for an accusation against this man."
But they were insistent and said, "Stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate then called together all the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who is perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither is Herod, for he has sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged for the reason."
Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, but they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "There was also an inscription over him, 'This is the King of the Jews.'" One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
"Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the others rebuked him, saying,
Then he said, He replied,
Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breast. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now, there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath day they rested, according to the commandment. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We stand for our hymn.
Were you there when they...
Confess our faith with the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We pray together for the church, the world, and all those in need. Gracious God, we pray for your church throughout the world, especially this week as we prepare to hear again the story of your passion and your resurrection. We pray, God, that you would make us open and welcoming places so that visitors might hear in this place and throughout the church in all the world the good news of your resurrection. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord, we pray for the world that you have made, the world that you love dearly. There is, God, too much conflict, too much violence, too much sin. Enter in, Lord, into this place and bring your peace. Help us, God, to act in service of that peace. Hear us, God. Your mercy is great. Lord, we pray for all of those who are in need of your special care, for those who are sick, for those who are suffering, for those who grieve. We lift up especially Burnett, Harold, Lydia, John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, Sue, Bill, Joanne, Jana, Sharon, Barbara, Tim, Billy, Gracie, Eddie, Noah, Kevin, James, Robin, Dean, Vince, Lore, Marty, Scotty, Tyler, Ed, Chuck, Kathy, Laura, Joe, Jen, Eric, Judy, Misty, Bobby, Greg, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, your Son chose the path that led to pain before joy and the cross before glory. Plant his cross in our hearts so that in its power and love we may come at last to joy and glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Christ's peace, Christ's peace.
us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for your world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
God, you may be seated.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Amen.
stand. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. I invite you to be seated. We got to squeeze in a few announcements somewhere since we did our Palm Sunday parade at the beginning. The biggest thing to let you know is that this is Holy Week. This is the whole deal for us this week. If you were going to come to church, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, Holy Week would be the week to do it. So we've got services on Monday, Thursday at 7, Good Friday at 7, and then, of course, Easter morning. Monday, Thursday is I think, a good time to get the kids out in the evening. I know that's hard, trust me, because I got mine. But there's a lot that goes on at the Monday, Thursday service for the kids to see. There's individual absolution and forgiveness of sins. There's communion, there's the stripping of the altar, and I'm going to talk very briefly, and so I think all those things make it maybe a good option for kids, and we're going to try to keep that service as close to a half hour as we can. And then Good Friday, we'll be here at 7 o'clock for our Tenebrae service, which is a service of light and shadows, and as we go, it gets darker as we read that Passion story. And then, of course, Sunday morning, we hope you'll be here. We've got a sunrise service at 7 a.m. out at the cemetery, breakfast after, Easter egg hunt, I think at 9:45, is that right? And then our service at 10:30, so much going on. We had somebody from the Synod speaking to our council on Monday, and one thing she mentioned was that when visitors come to church, those people who do come and visit a church, 80% of them are there because somebody they knew and cared about and trusted invited them, right? And only like 5 or 6% of the people who showed up as visitors came because the pastor, and you know, there's a few percent who just found it on their own. But what that means is you all have the power. And so if you've got those friends and family members, invite them to be with us this week. Come join us for those Holy Week services, and we'll be here to celebrate on Sunday for Easter. So that's our Holy Week stuff. What other announcements do we need to be aware of? I have one more, actually. If you have the Latifah's holding up those copies of the gospel that we just read through, we'd like to use those again sometime. If you will leave those either up here or in the back, we can make a pile as you go out. We'll use those again sometime. And if you don't have anything you're looking to do with your palm, if you have something you'd like to do with it, take it by all means. But if you don't have a purpose for it, leave that in a pile in the back too. We use the palms from Palm Sunday to make the ashes for the next year's Monday Thursday service. So we'll use those in that way. And then I will put in one more plug. I gotta have some folks for Synod Assembly soon. So I've been inviting, and I might start getting more aggressive very shortly here. So it's in Greensboro. It's a Friday and a Saturday. It's not far away. You can sleep in your own bed. So consider whether May 31st and June 1st you might be able to be our voting member for Synod Assembly in Greensboro. Other announcements we should share today. We should do birthdays, absolutely. Yeah. Happy birthday to Marie, Bill, Max, Colton, Hunter, Jordan, Jean, Neil, Chip, Lynn, and Brandon. Did we add anybody else to that list? Anybody we should add? I'm sorry? And Chip Blower. Did I not say Chip? Happy birthday to all those people, including Chip. Yeah. Let's pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, May your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We stand to sing our closing hymn. We're singing just the first three verses.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.